Winona Forever is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, head on over to cageclub.me. Hi, I'm Lindsay Gibb.
And I'm Rekha Tulsaram.
And this is Winona Forever.
Hello, good day to you all. I don't know. Today we're talking about the movie Deeds.
Mr. Deeds,
which is the proper title. It was released in 2002. Pretty sure it was filmed in 2001. Or even actually 2000 and 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars, it's an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a brief, it's a remake as well. The original was like a Frank Capra, you know. This is about us, this is what IMDb says, a sweet-natured small-town guy who inherits a controlling stake in a media conglomerate and begins to do business his way. But that's all it says. But to further that, you know, he meets a woman who says she's from a small town as well, says she's a nurse, that's Winona Ryder, but really she's a reporter whose name is Babe Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the romance, but the, you know, I guess, I don't know, this movie.
Yep. So you had seen it.
Yeah.
Did you see it in the theater? For Winona purposes?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
Like, rewatching it was all very vague to me because I, like, tried to, like, forget
Black
about it.
Well, 2002 as well.
But yeah, I definitely saw it. I was in university, so I probably have no reason not to see it, I guess.
But you didn't like it at the time?
No, I didn't like it at the time. Yeah. I was just disappointed.
Did you see many Adam Sandler movies in your life?
No, I'd seen The Wedding Singer, mm-hmm. and everybody in high school loved the one with the golf.
Happy Gilmore,
yeah. And Billy. I didn't watch those. Didn't appeal to me. His humor is not my thing.
No, same.
He talks like a baby.
Yeah, that really bothered me in this movie.
I know his Hanukkah song.
Yep.
SNL, too. Adam Sandler.
That was definitely the era of SNL that I watched.
Yeah.
So I knew that song. And I feel like there's a Lunch Lady song that maybe he had something to do with. It was a Chris Farley thing. But I feel like it sounded like
Sloppy
Adam
Joe,
Sandler.
Sloppy Joe, okay.
You know it.
I know the Sloppy Joe song.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. So this movie was awful.
I mean,
it was just such a waste of talent, except for, you know, Adam Sandler doesn't have or talent. I mean, like, they had good people in it, but they were doing bad things.
Yes. Jared Harris was in this.
John Turturro.
Of course, Steve Buscemi was in it.
Peter Gallagher.
There was other people who are better than this, I think.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect to like it. I had never seen it before for the same reasons that you say. Like, I don't think I've ever seen... I've never seen Billy Madison. I think I have seen Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
But I only remember it because I think Bob Barker's in it. And so that was something that appealed to me somehow. I don't know. I don't remember why I watched it. Maybe I watched it because I felt like I should or something. But also The Wedding Singer I watched because I like Drew Barrymore.
Yeah,
that's why you watched it.
Same. Yeah.
Same.
And it wasn't like quite an Adam Sandler movie or something. Like,
yeah,
something...
it was a little, there was something 80s like throwbacky about it that it fares better than this. Like, I actually haven't seen it in a long time, and maybe it wouldn't, but this I did not expect to like, and I actually liked it less than I expected.
Yeah, I thought I would, you know, at least tolerate it a bit, but it was just nothing. Yeah. There was nothing redeemable about it, I don't think.
I think, too, like, now I'm a little more, like, ready to watch stupid movies and just kind of enjoy it for what it is. Whereas back when this movie came out, I was a little more serious about film. So I would have also not liked it for those reasons.
Yeah, I was mid film studies. So this was like, what am I watching?
Yeah, exactly.
And like, before this movie came out, of course, this was, the peak of the Winona shoplifting incident. So this, while she was making this, she kind of, you know, that's when she got in trouble for shoplifting. And she went on SNL to promote this film, but then, you know, also made fun of her shoplifting incident and everything like that. So, I mean, so what basically, we have to all call it her alleged shoplifting incident.
Right. Yeah.
Because she pleaded not guilty. So the whole argument is that it was, you know, she was not guilty.
Right.
She did, however, like, not deny that she shoplifted also. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But like back then, like everyone was like, oh, what is she doing? She do it. What is she, you know, what's going on? And they had the footage eventually got released of her shoplifting. Like
camera, yeah. Security.
So, I don't know. The security, I remember seeing it. Yeah.
Wow.
And then incidentally, I was always searching eBay for Winona Ryder memorabilia, and there was a bunch of like clothes that she had bought with tags still on them for sale.
What? Yeah. How did that? I guess it got put into evidence or something.
Yeah, but I don't think like anyone like knew of it. Like I was I was searching and it was like Winona Ryder's, you know, and I was like, oh my God. Like, but she hasn't even worn any of these. These are all just with tags. But then I didn't really, That was just some weird thing.
That is super. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Lots of stuff ends up on eBay.
I know, but like weird. What are the chances of her? But I don't know if those were her like shop that from like Saks Fifth Avenue, whatever. She's, you know, but who's that designer? Marc Jacobs.
Yes.
So a lot of the stuff she stole was like Marc Jacobs stuff. Mm-hmm. And eventually she did like ended up doing a campaign with Marc Jacobs.
Right.
You know, modeling for. And then actually after that, like after the incident, like this was one of her last features for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Leads anyway. And she like kind of went more of the modeling route, and she just like if you saw her in public, she was at a, you know, a fashion show hanging out with people. She didn't really
do much. She stepped away because of the shoplifting, maybe to some degree.
So what happened was, well, the theory is, you know, there's a scene in Deeds where they're in Central Park and they're going down those stairs.
Right.
They actually did that and she fell and broke her arm. And as a result, she was on all these painkillers, and the painkillers really messed with her. And then she did the shoplifting thing, probably unknowingly, like, you know, tossed them in her bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so I was reading Soraya's Hazlitt article again, and 'cause it kind of ends around this point in time.
Okay.
And so she talked about how she did the shoplifting thing, and that apparently she thought, because she was hopped up on like oxycodone or something like that, and she thought that she had like a credit card on file, and so she was just like shopping the way a lot of celebrities do shop, like just go around, pick things, and then it gets all charged. I mean, I don't know if they have to like show the stuff to somebody so it gets charged properly. Yeah,
like,
but
she wouldn't just rampage the place and just like in public, like throw these in a bag unless she thought that they're going to be paid for. Like,
right. And then when they caught or when they like brought her back or whatever, she's offered to pay for it, but then they arrested her. That's what Soraya's article said. I always just thought for some reason she was like, because I never read anything, I think, at the time, other than knowing that she'd shoplifted. And I guess I just thought, like, oh, troubled actress, like, something's going on in her life. And she just, like, felt compelled to shoplift. But it sounds like she wasn't even really trying to shoplift. Mm-hmm. It was kind of an accident.
Yeah, and they just wanted to, like, you know, target a woman celebrity.
Yeah.
Make her feel like a mom. Make her, you know.
Yeah.
Make a whole scene of it. But really, and like, you know, other celebrities have done far worse, like murder,
like murder, rape,
and you know, but you know, she wasn't gonna get away with this apparently.
No. Soraya also pointed out that in Girl Interrupted, her first line was, have you ever confused a dream with life or stolen something when you have cash?
Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Timing for something like that.
Quite.
So yeah, she got 3 years probation, 480 hours community service, a fine, and counseling. I mean, ordered to do counseling.
Yeah.
So.
Not so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly. People get worse. I mean, her celebrity status in some ways hyped up what she did, but also, like, she didn't get as bad a sentence, probably, as some
Yeah, but it kind of destroyed her career at the same time.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, you know, she did this shitty Adam Sandler movie, and then she, you know, they're all like, yeah, you shoplifted it, and you did a shitty movie.
Right.
And now, what are you going to do? And then she was like, I'm not going to do anything, I'm assuming. And, you know, just... do cool things that come her way, and that's pretty much what she's been doing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is the thing, when you look at that Hazlitt article and see that it kind of ended after Girl Interrupted, it's also like, you know,
yeah,
indicative of how people feel about her career, and I guess what she's done afterwards is like that it's not as important as what she did Girl Interrupted and before,
right?
Which is unfortunate, but yeah, I mean, she ended up in this position that a lot of female actresses end up in, like, that, you know, you hit an age.
Yeah.
Particularly people who've had success as young actresses. Yeah, you hit an age and people aren't interested in having you in their movies anymore, because you're... Yeah, she was 30 or something when that happened, right?
Yeah, I think. She was 30.
Yeah, so... Yeah. 30 is like
scandalized at 30, and then that's it.
Sucks. Well, we can talk about the movie and just how bad it was. I don't know. I felt embarrassed watching this movie. I felt embarrassed for the movie.
She's friends with Adam Sandler, I think. And that's why she did the movie.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like, I mean, that's when we were looking at Steve Buscemi and seeing that he's been in like 14 of his movies or something. I just knew that was a fact. I learned that at some point in my life, and I was surprised. But I never really knew why. I guess it's just that they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Something I read said they became friends on Airheads and then started.
Oh, that's another movie I've seen.
Yeah, I've seen Airheads too.
Oh, another thing is the Free Winona. I was one of the first people that I knew with the Free Winona shirt.
Nice.
I had the same one that she had that when she was on the cover of the W magazine, which I also have.
Nice.
But yeah, I was in university actually, and one of my professors brought up the Winona incident. I was like, does anybody here know anything about Winona Ryder? You know, and of course me, if somebody's asking that in my class, I actually have that on tape because for some reason I had my video camera in class, you know, and I used to bring that everywhere. So I have the teacher asking, does anybody know anything about Winona Ryder? And my answer going, yeah. And the camera just shuts off quickly, abruptly. Like, I got too excited there.
Funny. So you had to, what, tell the class what you knew about the incident?
Yeah. And they had to, like, because they were talking about the star, and I had to, like, explain, you know, the situation, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was, when Winona was found guilty, I remember my friend, who's like a close friend now, but I didn't know her at all then, but she came up to me and she's like, are you okay?
Aww.
Kim H.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shout out. Interesting.
Yeah.
So what class was this? They were bringing this up.
Was Film it the one- and Society.
Oh, okay. It wasn't the one that you wrote the essay for.
No, different that class. Was for Truth and Propaganda.
Right.
Which was not a film class at all. It was a philosophy class. And right. It's like, well, might as well apply some Winona Ryder to...
Sure, why not?
Everything
possible.
Everything and all the other electives I applied film to.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Understandable.
Deeds.
Yeah, Mr. Deeds.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
His role in this was like the most offensive, like...
The guy with the weird eyes.
Yeah, I think they called him Crazy Eyes.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then they had him like, you know... say things that are bad and drive into like a tree and what happened.
He drove into a tree? I didn't even know he left his house.
At the end, he gave them all Corvettes because of the
movie. Oh, wow. I just wasn't even paying attention anymore.
I don't think you were. I was like, all right, it doesn't even matter. He's driven into a tree. Nobody cares.
Oh, boy. Yep. Steve Buscemi. John McEnroe was in it. I looked him up because I said I know that I've seen him in lots of things, which is weird because he's not a good actor. And what he's, I'm going to say he's a tennis player. We never really investigated it to be sure, but that's what I think he is.
Oh, and there he was talking about New York, and his line was like,
"The sights are great. I've seen the sights. I love the sights. Let me show you New York most people will never see."
Yeah, that was actually the funniest thing in the movie. but
the delivery too.
But he's been in 21 movies. I love, or at least 21 things. Holy. So some of those things are TV appearances too, I'm sure. But wow, like, and a lot of them are Adam Sandler's. He was in Anger Management. His like known for section on IMDb is Anger Management, Jack and Jill, and Mr. Deeds. So he's also in Wimbledon, which makes me believe that he's a tennis player.
Oh, okay.
Wow. People are listening to this and going, how do you not know that he's what he does? But we don't know much about sports, do we?
Nope. He's a sports guy. That's what I said.
That's what you said. You said sports.
Yeah.
And I said tennis. Yeah, I'm just going to go with it. Yeah, there's stuff about opens that he's played in his trivia. He's a tennis.
Tennis.
All right, there we go. We're fairly certain. But yeah, he's not a good actor, but he's, I don't know. He seems like he's, I think I've seen him do interviews and he seems like he's funny or something.
He must be friends with all these like.
Well, he must be friends with Adam Sandler to be in so many Adam Sandler movies too. So it seems like he just hires his friends to constantly be in his movies. Yep. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if this is true of all the movies or if this is a particular one where this theme came up, but I feel like Adam Sandler's sense of humor involves people humiliating themselves because that was a theme throughout this.
Yeah, we had to cover our eyes a couple times or just like cringe a few times to watch that. Like the guy, the opera singer.
Yes, there was the opera singer saying that he shit himself. There was John Turturro admitting his like of feet or whatever and then constantly talking. Like, it's the way that he confessed it at the breakfast table or whatever was like he was shamed by the fact that he likes feet.
Yeah.
There was the thing where Winona phones him up and pretends that she's got a sick kid in her office and then the kid, like the guy, that her like coworker says, "I have too much doo-doo in my pants." That's what he said his problem was.
I remember that.
And I was like, okay, that's another one. And then the football player getting beat up by his dad because like he shamed him or whatever like that.
And at the end,
and the hump. They the said hump. That Winona used to have a hump and stuff. Like, I just feel like all the humor comes from places of like, let's embarrass these people.
And let's make fun of like...
Or let's...
People who...
Have disabilities,
or
let's
minority.
Have a guy's dad beat him up as a, like take his belt to him or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, and like you said, minorities like the guy who came out with the afro haircut and then the cat landed on his head and bounced off. As soon as he stepped out of the door, I was like, I know what this is going to be about.
Or like that Jan at the end, she said like, "I wished." You know, I was a man, and then...
Oh, yeah, and everybody applauded her.
Adam Sandler was like, oh, that explains things.
Right, yeah, that's true. Like, they didn't really applaud her. They just were like,
that explains her.
Yep. All of the characters are not smart. That's the other theme in here, is that they all say ridiculous things.
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, right. And then there was the part, well, when she was fighting the lady who later says that she wants to be a man, she called Winona a slut and a tramp when she met her.
Little Miss Slut Slut is what she called her.
Right. And a dirty tramp.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know.
Gotta love the slut shaming.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great movie.
Or like, when like Adam Sandler's like, watch the language, there are ladies present.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I mean, that's a thing people said.
In like
2000. Well, I think this is the like Frank Capra-ness of this movie, right? Yeah. Like they're like, he's this wholesome guy who's come to New York to straighten everybody up.
Yeah, you shan't swear in front of a lady.
Right. Well, and that's it. And that's why the dad pulls his belt out. I'm going to teach him who he is or whatever. And it's just like, really?
Oh, boy. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then there was that David Bowie Space Oddity.
Oh, that was so embarrassing. Scene. That was like, I just,
like,
yeah.
Like,
everybody
if,
in the plane started
if David
started
Bowie
singing
saw that, like, he would be so upset. I'm sure he would have been like, yeah. What are they doing to my song and how dare they?
And it might have rolled off his back, but at the same time, it was horrible to watch. Like, it was one thing for him to start singing Space Oddity on the helicopter, I guess.
Yeah.
But to keep
going.
It going, and like everybody tunes
everybody
in, and then one
in.
Person has like a high voice, and it's just like, it seemed like it was supposed to get funnier and funnier, but it actually never. It was just like
didn't go
worse
anywhere.
And worse. Yeah.
The jokes don't go anywhere.
No.
His foot, he has a frostbitten foot. It's all black. There's a scene where John Turturro, he's telling John Turturro to hit it.
Right.
Beat it with a, what's it called?
A fireplace, like poker.
Poker, yeah. And then he stabs it. And then you're supposed to laugh. It's horrible.
Yeah, no, there's...
I don't know.
Like, the only funny things in this were... What did we say before already that was the funniest thing?
John McEnroe's
line. And then John Turturro at the end where Winona's, like, revealing that... Oh, you know, the person who's actually the descendant of him was born on this day. And then John Turturro's sitting there and he's like, that's my birthday!
That's my birthday. Yes.
That was good.
That's it.
That was it. Those two things. And I otherwise I laughed because of awkwardness.
Yeah,
because of how horrible
like
it was.
Cringe laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Groan. Groany.
So bad.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, worse than I expected. And then I also, I forget what happened when Winona, I think it was maybe the cat scene, which Winona had almost nothing to do with, like when the cats were being thrown out of the window. And I was just like, it's such a shame that Winona, it's like embarrassing that she's in this movie. I don't know. Oh, right. It was when she was like pointing her breasts out because
there's
a hidden
camera
and the
flower or whatever,
and the firefighter's looking at her and she's like, I get turned on by fire or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, this is such a sad state of affairs that she's in this movie.
One thing she mentions is one of her favorite candies is Almond Roca.
Oh,
and
which
that's
is a
true.
Throwback.
You said
that at some point.
No, it's
you?
A throwback to Welcome Home, Roxy Carmichael.
That was it.
Eats her Almond Roca because of Roxy Carmichael or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
There we go. I knew it was mentioned at some other point.
It's like that's two Winona movies that mention Almond Rocas. They're pretty good.
Maybe
though.
Not a coincidence. Maybe meant to be a throwback to that.
We should be sponsored by Almond Roca, this podcast.
I don't really know what that is.
It's pretty good. It's like crunchy toffee on the outside and kind of like chocolatey nutty thing on the outside.
Hmm.
Not bad.
Okay.
I've only had it because of this, because of Welcome
Roxy.
Home. Roxy.
You're like, oh, there it is.
Like, what is she eating? I want to eat that. It looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
To me.
Oh, boy. I did not write much down about this movie because it was just...
Nah, yeah. So Winona's name is Babe.
Right, her name's Babe. I did write down her first line because I enjoyed it. She said, I'm going to come over there and choke you to death to somebody on the phone.
Oh, true. That's funny.
That was good. I guess just setting her up as this tough, like, New York
reporter. Wish we saw more of that, like the tough New York side of her. But no, we saw her as a fake small town girl.
What I also didn't get was that when she started to fall in love with Longfellow Deeds, is that what his name was?
Yeah.
Right. When she started to fall in love with him and then went back to, I guess, I don't know if he's her boss, Jared Harris or whatever. I don't know if he's actually her boss or just somebody she worked with. But when she went to say, like, I'm not going to report on this anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we're going to miss you. And she just accepts that. And I'm like, does that mean she's fired? Like,
is that the end of a job? Is that how the end of a job looks?
Right. And do you just go, right, I fell in love with a subject.
So I quit.
Therefore, I don't actually work here anymore. Like, no idea.
It's not even a thing.
Like, couldn't you just pull out of that story? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. We're going to miss you. Okay. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. And then, like, having to listen to, like, Adam Sandler's baby voice.
Yeah, the baby voice bugs me.
I am Adam Sandler. What? Like, why?
That wasn't one of your best impressions.
No, I can't do Adam Sandler.
No, I know.
That sounded more like Penny Marshall, but... the late great Penny Marshall.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's such a sad shift in the... I mean, the last two movies we didn't like very much, but this one is, like, embarrassing.
Yeah, it's no good. I don't even know what's next.
Oh.
Isn't that Simone thing?
Oh, Simone with a one. Or yeah, a zero. Yeah, is it? Or ones both. And zeros.
Could be both. I have not seen that. Like, I say at the end of every episode when we talk about the next movie, I have not seen it.
I have seen it, but I don't even know if I saw it in theater or not. I have to check my stubs, but I'm pretty sure I haven't. I didn't see it in theater because it was not playing in Ottawa or something like that. Simone.
So the last movie we talked about was Lost Souls, and that was from 2000. And then this is from 2002. She's uncredited, listed as being in Zoolander, but you say she's not in it.
Like, it's just a shot of her, and I think they just take footage from another award show. And her
right.
So it's so just her in the audience. Like, no, she doesn't even have a line, I'm pretty right. sure. And I honestly don't want to rewatch Zoolander to find out. Fair. But I'm pretty sure, like, I watched Zoolander to see if she was in it, and there's nothing there.
Right. Okay. I trust you.
The first time I watched Zoolander was the reason.
Was why.
That reason, yeah.
I feel like the first time I watched Zoolander was because so many people I knew liked it. And one friend was like, we're going to watch it together. Because I was like, I have not watched it because it did not
And you have like to know something like, I wanted to what see. People are referring to when they say like the blue steel face. Right,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't like it in the end. And I feel like, I wonder if we had one of those moments. Like, do you ever show a movie to somebody that you really like and you can sense them not liking it? And then you start to second guess yourself. Like, why did I like this movie?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like, I'm sure sometimes you could be like, no, I loved this movie. I don't understand them. No, but sometimes I can feel the like vibe of the other person and start to be like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You feel their vibe and you're like, I agree with your vibe. What was I thinking? And just like, yeah.
Like Tapeheads. I loved Tapeheads. And then I showed it to a friend and he did not react well to it. And I was like, oh, I don't really know why I like Tapeheads. But I watched it again later and I liked it again. So it was just like the vibe of the person. But... So why was I saying that? Oh yeah, Zoolander. So I feel like I definitely gave off the like, why do you like this vibe while we were watching Zoolander together? And I don't remember how it affected her. If she was like, oh, I'm sorry I made you watch this. I could sense you not liking it. I don't know.
That's like me and like Bridget Jones's Diary. If I watch, like, some people really like that movie, but I've watched it and it's not
good.
Not something I ever want to sit through.
That's fair. Yeah. I think I have seen the first one. Okay. Well, we watched Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, we did it. We did it. Oh,
No.
We covered her shoplifting.
Did you talk about her hair yet? When
her hair in this? She is blonde in this.
She is blonde.
Which is a sign.
But as a reporter, she had dark hair. She dyed it blonde to be the small town person.
Yes.
Yeah, she had blonde hair in Square Dance. Blondish.
She had blonde hair in Edward Scissorhands.
True.
And that was an example of not bad with blonde hair.
I don't even remember what she looks like in the next movie. Simone.
Yeah, I don't know either.
01001. I don't know. I don't remember. I think I did see it in theater, though. I think it was super boring. I might have fallen
asleep. Is she like a major character in it? Or no, you don't even know?
Don't know.
Don't even know.
This is going to be a big surprise for all of us.
Everybody involved. But yeah, Mr. Deeds. I think that movie was something different than I expected from the little that I knew of it. And was worse.
Yeah.
Was worse.
Yeah, it must have been hard to actually promote that thing, which she didn't really. She mostly just kind of made fun of herself.
Right, she had to.
Yeah,
I don't remember the Saturday Night Live appearance. Like, I'm sure I saw it.
There was one skit where she's sitting at a clothing store, and I remember Moby's there, and they're all shoplifting. And
Did Moby have a shoplifting thing?
No, but they're friends. Oh, I think he was a musical
he was
guest.
Supporting her. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. I was just like, did they just bring in everybody who's ever shoplifted and make a skit about it?
And she, I think I might have mentioned this before, but she did. She was Bjork on Celebrity Jeopardy.
That I have seen.
You've seen Winona play Bjork?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Everything is music.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
That's it. That's
I usually am offended by Bjork impressions. But
when Winona does Bjork, you just gotta, you can't hate that.
Okay. Oh, dear. Wow. Well, there you go. What did she do about the, do you remember the shoplifting specifics?
I think it was something silly.
Yeah,
like the,
I'm sure.
The skit. Yeah, I don't know. There were some sweaters. That's all I can remember.
It wasn't the time when they were doing the Gap thing on there, was it? It didn't like coincide with the like Gap skits.
No, it wasn't a Gap skit.
That would have been a good like marriage.
Anyway. I know Will Ferrell was on this. They had like a Will Ferrell skit with a, but it wasn't even funny. She was like a scientist. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, usually the most.
But there was an Amy Poehler one.
Uh-huh.
It was like a beauty contest or one of those like bachelor shows. And Amy Poehler was like the person with one leg. I don't know if you remember her. My name's Tina and I have one leg.
No, I don't remember that.
Right, anyway.
Well, I think this was the era where I was no longer watching Saturday Live, so I don't remember it vividly.
Yeah, that's what I
post Dana Carvey. I was out. We've already established my love for Dana Carvey. Once
Forget
he was
it.
Gone, I wasn't watching anymore. Oh dear. Okay, well,
that wraps
that
up.
That was that movie.
We did it.
We survived an afternoon of watching Mr. Deeds and then having to talk about it. Good stuff. Well, we're gonna watch Simone next, so come back in 2 weeks and find out, is Winona a robot?
Who knows?
We'll find out.
We sure will.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Winona
Forever is part of the Cage Club Podcast Network. Episodes produced by Chris Landry. Music by No Refunds. Hosted by Lindsay Gibb and Rekha Tulsaram. Contact Rekha and Lindsay at winona@cageclub.me.